This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Funny River wildfire has grown to 156,000 acres, or almost 246 square miles. Some 500 residents of the Funny River community and Skelak Lake Campground were evacuated Sunday. Those areas remain closed. An evacuation alert for Kisilov was lifted. 600 firefighters from across Alaska and Oregon, Montana, and Canada are now on scene. They're focusing their efforts on the northern and western sides of the fire, areas closest to Soldotna and Sterling. As KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver reports, the forecast for rain today is the best hope for stopping the fire's spread.
The fire is mainly burning within the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge, though it has pushed outside those boundaries over the last few days. Sarah McAlpin says she lives on the Funny River side of the Kenai Keys. She and her husband and their dog left home with only some medications, documents, and a few valuables.
We were on alert in the minute. We were packed and ready to go. We actually heard the fire from our property, and the choppers were actually coming in front of our house on the river, filling up their buckets and dumping it on the fire on that side.
She and other evacuees attended one of the many public information sessions at Redoubt Elementary School in Soldotna. It's serving as a Red Cross shelter for people displaced by the fire. Chris Erickson is a public information officer with the Alaska Incident Management Team. She's helping get the word out to residents about the most recent fire updates. She says there have been no injuries, and at this point there are no structures known to be destroyed.
We don't know if structures are lost. I know that no structures were lost in the Kenai Keys. We had a few spots over there, which CES and Forestry went over quickly and got on the roof of a trailer and a deck or two where had caught some embers, and they put those out. They wrapped that up and left yesterday. Everything was fine in the Kenai Keys. I know we haven't lost them there. We know the fire went to the, I guess it's the southeast of Salmon Run subdivision and spotted across the river, but did not damage any houses in Salmon Run, and the spots were all caught on the other side of the river. So that's good.
She also says there is no known structural damage in the Funny River area. However, Erickson says it's hard to determine if there has or has not been damage to more rural cabins without being able to actually get on the ground and check. And Erickson says crews are now focusing their efforts on the northern edge of the fire.
The major area of concern is, of course, Funny River. They're still working on Kisilov, but the wind is blowing away from Kisilov. That's blowing the fire back on itself. So it isn't spreading much in that area. It's still burning. If it gets hot and the wind blows, you'll still see a plume, but most of it is leaning north, not leaning south toward Kisilov.
Michelle Weston is an information officer for the fire management team. She says the wind has been a major factor in the fire so far.
So looking forward to today, we do have the same, just like yesterday, we do have the same wind pattern looking that it's going to kick up. It's not going to be as strong winds. It might be gusts to 18, I believe, coming from the southwest, which means it's going to be pushing it to the northeast.
She says it's pushed the fire deeper into the wildlife refuge.
We are concerned that we've had overnight a significant push of the fire in an eastern direction along the lower area, about 3 or 4 miles below, south of Skelak Lake. We've advised homeowners along Skelak Lake, the private inholdings, that they should precautionarily think about evacuating and getting defensible space done. And that's primarily one private inholding and one lodge.
Weston says there are about 600 people involved in the firefighting effort. That includes Army National Guard Black Hawk helicopters, water scoopers from Canada, management officials from the Yukon, and teams from the lower 48. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre says it's been a community, statewide, and regional effort. And he says he hopes the weather will help over the next few days.
Hopefully, we're going to see some rain tonight, tomorrow, and maybe for a few days to help suppress the fire, and that will be a welcome if we can see that.
But for now, residents like Sarah McAlpin will wait, watch, and hope for some news that the fire is moving away from their homes. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
The Tyonic Fire, which burned 1,900 acres between the villages of Tyonic and Beluga, is expected to be fully contained by the end of the day Wednesday. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.